Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Does Lima like?
Or does Lima no like?
Like?
Tell me likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like?
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
A cavalcade of likes after last night Ohio State brings home another national championship.
I'm alive.
Will Howard, 17 of 21. He damn near played perfect. He just missed Jeremiah Smith on that third down, which would have iced the game, I think, a lot earlier. He totally biffed that throw. Other than that, guy was awesome. He had the huge throw down the field to Jeremiah Smith on third down. The 56-yard bomb, that was big. And it was just an unbelievable game. To the point, Kenny, where you were getting texts about Will Howard getting drafted by the Cleveland Browns.
Not number two or not in the first round. Nobody was crazy. But it was, they could draft him. They could draft him, couldn't they? Yeah, why not? Big body quarterback, bad draft class, might shoot up the draft class, yeah.
Lima likes.
Quinshon Judkins, 11 carries, 100 yards. It was a big question going into the game. How would Ohio State do in the running game against Notre Dame? And they had a lot of nice runs. A lot of really smart way that they attacked Notre Dame as well.
Yeah.
I think Notre Dame was just playing on their heels, especially those first three drives, because they hit them with so many of those short passes. You know, first half, how many balls were even thrown by either team further than 10 yards down the field?
Ohio State had a few for first downs, but that was about it. Yeah. Didn't really have to go that far, but I just thought it was a very nice, effective day for Will Howard. I thought it was a very nice, effective day for him, for Riley Leonard. I know he made a couple of big plays later, but I mean, some of the stuff early, it was like, oh gosh, this is not very good. These are fluttery passes and not good.
Lima likes.
Now, Ryan Day claims a national championship. He earned it with the playoff run for the ages. They beat all these top five teams. How many did they end up beating in the season? Like six? After, remember, that was the big bugaboo, winning the top five games. And he did it and continued to do it and continued to do it. The only negative for Ryan Day at this point.
Lima no likes.
What the hell happened after the game underneath are they in the Mercedes-Benz?
I have watched this on repeat here during the break and up until now.
Listen to this crash of the golf cart that Ryan Day is getting escorted to and from the press conference.
Ryan Day, you deserve it, brother. Thank you. Thank you. It's okay. It's okay.
Back up. I'm so sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody okay?
This woman drove the 8-seated golf cart right into the wall. Right into the wall.
It's okay. It's okay.
Looks like you broke the toe out and everything on that. That thing's gonna be. That's total. Well, it's not total.
It did break the axle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if these things got toes on them, but yeah, that thing is messed up. They ain't getting that thing out of there, dude.
Yeah, well, once you bend the frame, you know.
It is wedged in there. Police officer tries lift it, and you realize how heavy those things are.
It's an 8-seater.
Yes. Yes. He's trying to help out, and Ryan Day is just sitting there like, are you blanking serious? He looks so mad. Meanwhile, his players, he's got Will Howard behind him, is laughing the entire time. But he absorbed the brunt of it.
Oh my gosh.
He almost like fell out of the golf cart, and he's staring at this woman like, and I don't know if that woman works for Ohio State or works for
I have no idea.
But she is laughing too. That's the thing. He's the only one that is like severely annoyed at that this went down.
That is solid gold. I feel. Well, I don't know why he's. I don't. Why is he annoyed?
Well, he took
well,
it.
He is kind of.
He jolted.
He was immediately there. He took the most impact.
Yes.
Yeah, it was his side.
It was very startling.
It was his side.
I think he assumed this girl could drive a golf cart successfully.
What are you saying, she can't?
I thought everybody assumed that they could drive a golf cart.
This woman couldn't. That's what it sounds like when that woman drove the golf cart.
It is. It is. Done. She doesn't know what to do. She's like getting on the gas again.
Well, it's broken. She doesn't know it's broken.
Oh, my gosh.
Clearly an inexperienced golf cart driver, this woman. And it's not your standard golf cart. It is, like Owen mentioned.
Well, the wheelbase here is not your normal wheelbase. I'm going to look that up.
No, she was going to fly around the stadium. She was hot to trot on that moment, threw it in drive. Off we go! Whip it around. Boom! Into the wall.
Down there.
Nope, now you got to walk.
But she get like, Ryan Day's like, is somebody going to fix this? And she just gets off. She's like, all right, on to the next one. I guess we're walking. I guess we're hoofing it today.
It's incredible.
She clearly was never a golf cart girl on a golf course.
Oh,
never
my
been
gosh.
Hit on by the leagues.
It is, well, maybe it's a bigger golf cart. Maybe.
Yeah, it is.
Well, no, because if you do the beverage cart, it's a bigger cart anyway. You're basically
weighed down by
a small,
the ice.
Yeah, this isn't excusable. Had to find a way.
All right. Meanwhile, we had obviously a slew of NFL this weekend. Hey, give it up to
Lima Likes.
Owen's in Cloud 9. Normally, I would have done a no like, but congratulations, Owen. It was a successful football weekend for the show as Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Is it seven straight AFC championship games? That's stupid.
They're calling it the Kansas City Invitational or the Chiefs Invitational, which. I don't like hearing it. After that disgusting display over the weekend of whatever those penalties were, that was disgusting.
Lima no
like. Troy Aikman didn't like it at all. Listen to his reaction to another bait. He was baiting the officials over the weekend.
Mahomes dropped it, able to get it and take off to his right, and then slide down. They're going to throw a flag on that.
Personal foul, unnecessary roughness, defense number 39.
Come on. I could not disagree with that one more, and he barely gets hit. That's the second penalty now that's been called against the Texans. They've got to address it in the offseason. You can't, as a quarterback, run around and play games with defenders and then be able to draw a penalty.
Well, Tom Pelissero put out a video the next morning of them trying to explain the rule, and I'm still going, what is... It was like 5 minutes long, and they're 4 minutes long, this video, and I'm going, what is, like, he found a loophole, Mahomes found a loophole in the rule, and that they're going to throw a flag every time. Walt Anderson was trying to explain it as best he could, and I'm going, man, like, you got Troy Aikman upset, like, at one point, folks, like, there might be some younger people listening, guys, Troy Aikman, they basically had to scoop his brains out with a soup ladle at one point. That's how hard of hits he took during his career. And then he's up there doing games, and he is flabbergasted at these
normally
calls.
Normally these guys defend the quarterbacks at all costs. He's not doing that at all. How often do you hear an organic, come on, like during the game?
Well, they have it. Aikman and Mahomes have a little bit of a rivalry.
I didn't know.
Because after Mahomes won the first Super Bowl, I believe people were like, well, he's already better than Troy Aikman. Franklin's like, I got three Super Bowls. What are you talking about? Well, now Mahomes has three Super Bowls and going for a fourth.
Those people aren't wrong. But if I were Troy Aikman, I'm a proud man. So, you know, I guess you would not like to hear any of those things.
I mean, Owen, do you feel bad about getting these calls?
No, not at all.
A little bit.
Shouldn't.
Just a little bit. I mean, no,
shouldn't.
None
I mean,
whatsoever.
I mean, there's going to be asterisks now the more
Who
you
cares?
Guys continue to win.
That's fine. It just never not been to the AFC Championship game.
How stupid is that?
Golly.
As a starting quarterback.
It hurts the credibility, though, of the NFL.
Boy, that's interesting.
That's bad.
Save
it's
that
good.
Thought. Save
not
that.
Good.
I want to explore that because
that's bad.
Think about what it's done to the rest of the quarterbacks. Like how we talk about Lamar Jackson, who's amazing, and Josh Allen. If Josh Allen can't beat him this week, we're going to be trying to treat those guys like they're slugs when they're just playing against Patrick Mahomes. Like, if they were in the NFC, they'd be in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Like, Lamar Jackson would be in the Super Bowl if he were in the NFC.
Yeah.
He would have been to Super Bowls over the last
year. A lot of quarterbacks would be better if Tom Brady never existed. A lot of quarterbacks would be better if
Tom
Joe Namath never existed.
Tom Brady, they had years where, I mean, he went 10 years between Super Bowls.
Well, there's a reason I don't like Phillip Rivers, and you do, Ken, but, like, if Tom Brady didn't exist, Phillip Rivers probably wins a Super Bowl at some
point.
What
are we saying?
Yeah. Yeah, well, coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Lima Lights.
Quickly, Cavs domination. I know we'll get to them later in the show. Just making it a fun MLK day to remember. They just toyed around without Evan Mobley, just toying around with the Phoenix Suns.
The Dan seats were back, and you know he was not letting it. Matt Ishbia.
With Matt Ishbia, yeah. Yes. Yes. One last note.
Lima no life.
Sad news yesterday. Feels like we've been doing this every week, but another Cleveland broadcasting giant, a legend, a pioneer. Big Chuck Shadowski passing away over the weekend. He was 90, Kenny, and that is somebody, if you're a true Clevelander, and this was really what separated the true Clevelanders from the fake Clevelanders, whether or not you acknowledge Big Chuck and Little John as an iconic show in Northeast Ohio. We had somebody on the radio once who didn't.
Yeah,
like, why is this a big show? Well, you're not from Cleveland.
We came running in here and go, don't do that. Shut up. Stop. Hey, go to break right now. Go to break. It's like an episode of Frasier.
Hit the delay.
And we're like going, don't stop saying this. Going, what? If I do the impression, you'll know.
Yeah.
But,
he didn't know.
He did not know. He didn't understand it. And that's a... it's an institution, you know, the way that some people can, at certain places, can say whatever, and you understand where that person's from. Big Chuck, Lil John, Gullardi, Big Chuck Houlihan.
Yep.
90 years old. It was a wonderful, creative life, and I wish you would have got to meet him. Never met him.
I still have the VHSs.
You got the VHSs?
Yeah.
I never knew you had the VHSs.
Yeah, he had the best ofs. They had best ofs, and they had so much material. Like, it's crazy to think on that kind of budget, what they were producing, the amount of sketch comedy they were doing out of Cleveland, Ohio. You always heard about Second City. You always heard about these other places, New York and L.A. Mm-hmm. and Chicago. Cleveland was the hotbed at one point.
I liked the extending of Parma Place, certain ethnic so on, so on. The fantastic stuff, yes. Is that it for about last night? Lima Likes. I do it all the time, and I'm sorry about that.